Jonathan, can you find the green iguana over there in the underbrush?
No. Where is... Wait, I see him. He sure picked a good spot to hide.
And that's because God gave this reptile the color he needs to blend in with his surroundings so that he can remain undetectable by his predators.
Which brings to mind an interesting point on his skin. It's very water-resistant and tough, so he's able to avoid cuts and scratches.
Well, in addition to that, do you remember how the gecko's tail comes off?
Yes.
Well, the tail of a green iguana can also break off if caught by a predator and will grow back. However, it'll be much darker and smaller when it grows back and will no longer come off as easily.
That's an excellent feature to have. They can also snap their tail in the air like a bullwhip as a defense mechanism.
That's right. And besides the long fingers and claws, these green iguanas have excellent hearing and smell, plus superb vision.
Isn't it true that the male iguana has a special flap of skin called the dewlap that hangs down from their chin?
That's true. And inside that flap of skin is a cartilage that allows them to move it up and down. And listen to this interesting fact. When there's not much food available, both males and females can store fat under their jaws and in their necks for times of need.
How interesting, Dad. I'll bet the next tourist will be looking hard to find him, too.